Today, let's remember all that Jesus has done. His suffering and the death on the cross. His gift of salvation through His shed blood. And the resurrection of His body from the tomb. Now He sits in heaven at the right hand of the throne of God, the author and finisher of our faith.
King of my life, I crown You now. Yours will the glory be. Lest I forget Your thorny crown, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget Your agony, lest I forget, O Lord, Your love for me. Lead me to Calvary. Show me the tomb
despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from Him. He was despised, and we esteemed Him not. Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all.
to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a Savior. This, oh my soul, what wondrous love is this, oh my soul, what wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul. For my soul to bear the dreadful curse for my soul.
The soldiers of the governor took Jesus into their headquarters and gathered the whole garrison around him. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they twisted together a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they spit upon him. They took the reed and struck him on the head. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to be crucified. And they forced Simon, a Cyrenian, as he was coming out of the country and passing by, to bear his cross. And they brought him to a place called Golgotha, which is translated the place of a skull, where they crucified him and two others with him, one on either side and Jesus in the center.
The emblem of suffering and shame. trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old ragged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left His glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Shame and reproach gladly bear. Then He'll call me someday to my home far away, where His glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down.
When the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who stood by, when they heard that, said, "Look, he's calling for Elijah." And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him a drink, saying, "Leave him alone. Let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." When Jesus had received the drink, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Alleluia, what a Savior. Guilty, vile, and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was He. Hallelujah, what a savior.